Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lilly not with us for this show. We're brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. And we're pleased and honored to have the state champions in 2A in the state of Maryland in baseball, Middletown High School, the first baseball championship, which they won a couple of weeks ago. And we have three of the players here on the team and the coach, Andy Baker. Congratulations, coach, state champion coach. Not everyone gets to do that. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you came into coaching baseball at Middletown.
Well, thanks for having us, Pete. We appreciate you having us on the show today. My father was a coach back in a long time ago, and back in Pennsylvania, and I was around football, basketball, and baseball all my life, and ended up getting a job in Frederick County after a teaching position after I had graduated from Frostburg, and knew I wanted to coach and stay involved in sports, and so I landed at Middletown. Very grateful to be here. What a great community. And latched on with football and baseball, both programs, right away in 2001.
Well, they've both been pretty successful since you've been there, so you must be doing something right there. So football, of course, won some championships, and baseball's been right up there every year. Mike Desimone is the athletic director at Middletown, and he must be wearing a smile on his face after, and the track team did very well there. Riley McDermott winning two state titles, pretty incredible there.
As I said, I'm grateful to be in such a great community. It is a high level of athletics and academics at the school, and surrounded by great people, great families, great coaches, administrators, and teachers. I'm also grateful to, you know, when I came in here in 2001, actually I was Coach Desmond's assistant in baseball, and of course Coach Ambrose in football. So learned a lot from those guys, and very thankful that they allowed me to get my start here.
It's almost like a family, you know, the Frederick County coaches. They've all coached at three or four different places in the county before they land someplace, maybe with the head coaching job. But it's kind of all in the family, and I think it creates unity for Frederick County as a whole.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, and Middletown's a special place. And when I landed there, I knew right away that they're. Was no sense in looking or attempting to go anywhere else because you had everything you needed right there. Just great family support at home, and like I said, surrounded by great kids and administrators and teachers and coaches. So,
all right, we meet the players here. We have three of the players: Matthew Dillard, Ryan Wokes, and Jake Polishak here. And if I mispronounce any of those names, please let me know. So let's start out with Matthew Dillard. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matt.
I'm currently a senior. I'll be a rising senior this fall. I have played baseball all 3 years of high school. I started on JV freshman year, got moved up sophomore year, and again varsity my junior year. I've been playing for honestly as long as I can remember.
Started on T-ball?
When you
were five years old.
T-ball, I've played with Scott Hobson, who is a player on our team's dad for all the way up through high school, really. He was my lifelong coach until the coach at the high school took over. I'm just thankful to have the coaches and the players' support and to be able to play alongside the players my entire life because the brotherhood we've built is crucial to the game.
Yeah, now you're a pitcher, outfielder.
Yes.
Pitcher slash outfielder. Which of those do you like the best?
I like pitching.
Pitching a lot better. Of pressure, and you're in the game constantly.
It's nice having control of the game, and you're setting the tone.
And you're right in there. And is there a highlight in your career? Or was that maybe this championship?
Yeah, that final pitch of the championship game was something that I'll ever forget, but there were so many moments on the playoff run that stand out, whether it be the Merritt Ridge game or just being in some of the games where we would pull back after being down late in the game. It's been a fun ride.
We'll go over some of the games later, but I know a lot of tight games. You guys had a lot of tight games. Wasn't a cakewalk by any means,
no.
Even though that final game was kind of one-sided. But Ryan Wokes, and Ryan, you're a junior. Rising senior, I should say, and you're a pitcher, first baseman, so you do pitching too, and first base, good hitter also. Tell us a little bit about your career.
My dad's in the military, so I've played baseball like all over the place. I started in Texas with T-ball, most like everybody else. I played up in Connecticut, and after Connecticut, my dad was moved overseas, so we all went with him, and I played in Germany, and that was a great experience. I was fortunate enough to become a European champion there, and then...
Is that Germany?
Yeah, Germany? I was stationed in Ramstein.
Okay.
And then we moved over here my sophomore year, and I played JV as a sophomore, got moved up at the end of the year during the playoffs, and then played this year with the team.
All right. Well, that's did you have a career highlight? Was it this year, or maybe it was somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. My career highlight was this year for sure. I've never played for a team that had such a tight bond like these guys.
That's what, you know, as I read through some of the clippings in the Frederick News Post, which kind of chronicled your whole season, it seemed like you had a lot of the teams that win championships, that they're very close there, more for the team rather than for the individual accomplishment. Is that kind of what you guys focused on?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And we got one other guy here, Jake Polishek, who unfortunately did not play this year, but he was there for, at least if the Frederick News Post is accurate, you were there for every practice at every game.
Yes, I was. I think.
And you...
didn't want to miss it.
You had Tommy John surgery and were unable to play. A terrible break, especially since you're a senior. But you're going to play baseball at Millersville up in Pennsylvania next year, right?
Yes, I'm fortunate enough to have gotten the opportunity to play again at another school and get my opportunity to play at Millersville, where Coach Sheehan has given me an offer and a small scholarship to play as a pitcher and an infielder.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to, and you'll probably be starting in the fall working out for him, I think.
Yes, that's the plan as of now.
Because you're a senior.
So, yes, I graduated a couple weeks ago.
And how does it feel to be out of high school?
Really good. It's great for it to be done.
And now, of course, years later, you'll look back and wish you were back in high school.
Well, the only thing I'm going to miss most is just playing the ball.
And you were with – that took a lot of guts, a lot of courage, and a real maturity to do what you did. And you must have been driving you crazy because you wanted to get out there and help your teammates, but you had to do it by talking to them or by showing your support. How did you manage to do that for a whole season and never missing a practice or a game?
It was no problem. It was second nature because I just wanted to be around my best friends that were with me my entire life, that I played baseball with my entire life. It was never a doubt in my mind that I'd be there no matter what, even if I couldn't play. I just wanted to be there and be a part of it.
And they say that it's tougher for the coaches to not be able to play. You were sitting there on the bench. You're an athlete's age. You couldn't play. But was it tougher than if you were out on the field?
Oh, no doubt. When we'd go through like a tough stretch or we'd have a tough inning, it would kill me to not be able to just be out there to help or make a play or have a big at-bat or something like that. But, you know, it worked out. We won a state championship. That's all that matters to me.
And you did play your junior year.
Yes, I did. And my sophomore year on varsity.
So you were a sophomore and junior, so you had the 2 years of varsity experience. And you must have shown some ability if Millersville is that interested.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, that's right. That's all you don't know what they're thinking. I know what you're saying. All right, if you're just joining us, we're with the Middletown High School state baseball champions in 2A, Middletown High School. And the coach is here, Andy Baker. And we have three of the players, Ryan Wokes, Matt Dillard, and Jake Polishek, who you've just heard of. Now, what a season. Where do you even begin? Let's begin though with what I think was a very close game was the Catoctin game. Catoctin with an excellent baseball team this year. They had a super pitcher, Zach Scott, who had an unbelievable curveball and actually pitched a shutout a game against you for a while he was in there. But you won. You didn't give up. You fell behind 2-0 and came from behind to win that game 4-2. That was the section 2A West section semifinal. All these games are vital. All of them are one and done. If you don't win, you go home for the year. It's cruel and unusual punishment, but it's baseball. Coach, as you look back at that game, that was a struggle.
Yeah, it was, and we knew that going in. Catoctin, we knew, was a great baseball team. We had split with them in the regular season, and we actually came into the season the very first practice, then we talked about Catoctin and Zach Scott, and he had beaten us as a junior. So we knew we were most likely going to have to get through them in order to make a run through the playoffs. So, and we also figured about halfway through the season as it was shaping up that it was going to be us and Catoctin, probably the 2-3 seed. So we would both get byes. It could be 2-3 or 3-2, whichever it worked out at the end. But we knew we were going to both get byes and play each other. And so that's the way it went down. And Zach is a great pitcher. And we, our guys, credit to him. He threw a great game. Credit to our guys for persevering. We hung in there and battled back and, scraped and clawed and got a couple at the end. And we're fortunate enough to hold on and get by that first one. But, I think everybody in attendance at that game probably understood that whoever got by that game, or, whoever won that game would have a legitimate chance to run through the 2A West. And, you don't know how it's going to go, but I think everybody knew that either team would really have a good chance to do that.
Well, you did it 4-2. You were, and I guess as late as the last of the sixth or the top of the sixth, you were trailing 2-0. And with four runs there, a two-run single by Connor Stevens, I guess put you ahead there in the from the 2-2 tie. So
yeah, some guys really came through, and today that day it was Connor, and he had came through with a big hit. He had two strikes. He might have been down at 0-2 at one point or something. But
he had just missed a suicide too.
That's right. That's what it was. Missed a suicide squeeze. Thank you, Jake. And then he stepped out of the box and composed himself and stayed in there and got a big hit.
All right. 4-2, Middletown wins that 2A sectional semi. And Ryan Wolks, who's sitting right here, a pitch relief, I believe, in that game. Tell us about that. You shut them down.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I came in when it was a tie game. It was 2-2. And coach told me when I went out there, he said that it's basically like we're starting a new game. Like, I was coming in starting, and just to have that mindset. And I came in and then got three outs that inning, went down, we scored some runs, and we were on top, and they were down, and we just rode it out.
And the emotion at the end of that game must have been something there, Coach.
Sure was.
a big lift for the team. You went on from there to the, I guess it was a sectional championship. You beat Williamsport 12-5, kind of a one-sided game there. Anybody want to tell us about that or some of the highlights of that game? A lot of hitting there for the Middletown team.
Go ahead, guys.
Well,
Jake?
We came out in a way that I hadn't seen us do all season. We came out and swung it like we hadn't. I don't remember us swinging again. And the pitcher that they threw, I don't think – he didn't look like a very bad pitcher. I obviously didn't get to hit against him, but was he a good pitcher?
He was decent. Like, he's not bad.
Yeah, at that stage of the year, they're all going to be good. Everybody's going to be good, or you'd be home.
He was their number two pitcher, and I think – I don't know that he had lost or maybe had lost one game all year. Our guys came. They just came out on fire. I think we got 7 in the top of the first.
Yeah, that was the section championship game, I think. And then, so from there, you went on to the regional championship against Marriott's Ridge. And we did. I know we did a basketball game, a girls' basketball game, Walkersville against Marriott's Ridge, and nobody knew much about them. And everybody thought, well, it's going to be maybe it'll be an easy win for Walkersville. It turned out not to be. Marriott's Ridge pulled an upset at the Walkersville gym. And everybody started knowing who Marriott's Ridge was at that point. They, sure enough, they gave you guys a tough game, too, before you guys won 7-5. Another dramatic game, a four-hour marathon with a rain delay. Coach, tell us a little bit about that. That must have been something.
It was a game that, I think I said this in the newspaper or somewhere. Everybody in attendance, both sides, nobody will ever forget that game. 12 innings, it was 4 hours and a few minutes. There was a lightning delay. We were down, we came back, we tied it. Looked like they were going to go ahead. We would get momentum, they would get momentum. It was back and forth. There was pivotal plays all over the place. Two very, I think, evenly matched teams that we had good skill position, good skill guys at every position. I don't think there were holes in either lineup. Guys making plays all over the place. Good pitching. It was just a very intense, extremely hot, exhausting day that I think none of us will ever forget. And and these guys, I think Matthew already alluded to it. Your one memory, you know, we'll never forget the state championship either in the final out for sure. But that game at Marriott's Ridge was just special. It was, and I've coached football and baseball obviously since 2001 here at Middletown, and I've been in some close games and some nerve wracking games, but that one, that's at the top. It was just exhausting emotionally. It was so much fun, and there were no lose. I mean, nobody lost that game. Everybody that walked away, you know, off that field was a winner. I don't know that anybody could argue that, both teams. It was just tremendous.
Well, a couple of guys here were instrumental in that. Matt Dillard, you played outfield and came back in as a relief pitcher. Is that? I'm sorry.
No, I was brought in solely for relief because Coach told me my role here was, if there was ever trouble, I needed to come in and keep us in the game.
And obviously you did. Mm-hmm. 7-5 was the final score, and I believe a home run by one of Marriott's Ridge players actually sent the game into extra innings. It was 5-4,
yes.
And then 5-5, and you guys were down at 1-4-0, mm-hmm. and did not give up, came back doubles by Graham Brown and Connor Stevens. Nick Madden hit a two-run triple in that game. Jacob House with an infield single to put your team ahead and set up the other guy's home run. But then you came back and 7-5. And I believe that that Ryan Wilkes, didn't you get a double to start the rally? And you must have scored the go-ahead run.
Mm-hmm.
So that
actually, I didn't score it. The kid on first scored it.
Oh, but
I scored the second one.
Second one, okay, all right. But you get the seventh run then. But what a game!
And not only the obvious stuff that happened during that game, but at one point it was tied. I want to say the ninth. It could have been ninth, tenth, 11th. I'm not sure. Honestly, they had first and third with one out.
How do you get out of that?
So, you know, went out to the mound, pulled the infield in, said they're going to squeeze to the best you can. If they square early, you know, throw it high and inside so they can't get it. We'll try to get the runner out. Hope they miss it or botch it, whatever. You know, we get out of this thing. And, you know, it was looking grim. And next thing you know, the kid hits a line drive to our second base and we double him off first. And we're back. We got the momentum again. And it was just, you know, ups and downs the entire game. It was looking back, it was fun. At the time, it was very emotional, and it was great.
It was like celebrating for the state championship every single inning. Like, we were running out there jumping on each other just because it was that intense.
Well, it's why baseball, I think, is the best of all the sports, in my opinion. But the games like that, I don't think can be equaled in any other, because, you know, baseball has no clock. So a team is never really out of a game, no matter what, because of the absence of a clock. But baseball is a unique game and a great game. We're talking to if you're just joining us on WFMD, Frederick County Sports Weekend, brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union. We're talking to the state champions of the state of Maryland in Class 2A, the Middletown High School Knights, champions in baseball, their first baseball championship, which they won this year. And we'll get to the final four now. It comes down to the final four, your semifinal game, which, you know, just to get this far is such an accomplishment. There are some, you know, great players, great, I'm sure you all know, great athletes who never even get this far ever in their careers. And here you guys are in Harford, Harford Community College, to take on La Plata, always kind of a strong baseball area down there where they come from, and a good reputation. And tell us about that game, Coach. You guys won.
That game was fairly uneventful compared to what we had just gone through.
I was going
to
say.
It really was.
If you could call a state semifinal uneventful. Yeah.
I believe we went up 3 fairly early, maybe
3-0. Yeah, 3-0.
And then they got a few together and got 3. And I think then we made a pitch and change. We brought Robbie Halkin for Luke, and Robbie just pretty much shut him down. He really had 3 pitches for strikes, and we got some momentum off of his pitching, and I can't remember the sequence of events, but I remember a few doubles, and I believe Ryan had a big one again that day, very similar to the one at Marriott's Ridge. In fact, off the bat, they looked almost exactly identical. Yeah, with the man on first, he turns on one and hits one off the right center field fence, both of them, which really propelled us and got things going. Just a well-played game, error-free on our end. We had good defense. We knew we were going to have to play well to win. La Plata is, as you said, a great program. It's a great pocket of baseball down in Southern Maryland, and we knew that we were going to have to play really well to win. And we got good pitching, timely hitting, and great defense.
And, you know, they had won 12 straight games coming into that game. So La Plata was on a hot streak, feeling like they never could lose. And you guys stood up to them. They rallied in the top of the fourth. And then you came back in the bottom of the fourth with three runs. Jacob House, I think, had some big hits there, a couple of big hits in that game. And Robbie Houck also with some big – there was some good pitching early in that game. And then the relief pitching is what made the difference, I think. So what a game. 6-4 over La Plata. And you go on to the championship game against Falston High School, which had just won a slugfest 18-14 over Eastern Tech. So you must have thought, here come the Bronx Bombers in there. What did you guys think now as you got ready? You go up to Ripken Stadium, a legendary ball player up there who runs that complex up there, and you play for the state championship. What was going through your minds now, Matt, when you went up there?
I mean, I knew I was going to start that game, so obviously there were nerves going into that, especially since we had a four-hour rain delay. So I was pacing the dugout. I was bouncing back and forth between the bullpen, but I just kept trying to remind myself this is just another baseball game. You're trying to win this baseball game like you're trying to win any other, and to approach it the same way.
All right. What did you think going in?
I was just more like on the excited side because I wasn't like Matt stressing because I wasn't really pitching, but I was just really excited. And when we got there, just it was amazing.
That's Ryan Wilkes, of course, and Jake Polishak. How about you? You must be sitting on the even though you weren't going to play, you had to be a little nervous.
I was pure excitement. there was no nervousness for me. I was just my goal there was to keep everybody loose and make sure everybody had fun and enjoyed the moment and savored it.
All right. And Jacob House with a two-run single. Robbie Houck, you got an RBI single there to put the team ahead 3-0. Do you remember that? Tell us about that. And Jacob, you got a big hit in that game?
Me?
Yeah, in the Falston game. 8-0. I think you got a hit here. Okay.
Jacob House had a hit right up the middle. Mm-hmm. The first two runs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you got out to that 5-0 lead, and from there, you were able to hold that, and Andrew Winter also played well in that game. Mm-hmm. Who was some of the other standouts, Coach, that you remember?
Well, Matthew, sitting right beside me, threw a complete game shutout. So no. he made it so we only needed one run to win that game, and he was dominant, and it was really fun to watch him get better as the game went on. He got stronger. His velocity picked up. His curve was sharper. His location was better. And you could see him relax a little bit more each inning. The first inning, you could see the nerves. And then we got an inning. He had to cover first on a ground ball to get the third out of the first inning. And I think that excited everybody. And we knew it was going to be okay. And it was just fun to watch. And I think you mentioned Jake. Jacob House had a big hit for us. I think the first one, Andrew Winter, had a couple hits. And then again, we had an error-free game. So what's really impressive for our baseball team is that we played the state semifinal and the state final without an error. And, you know, if you watch Major Leaguers, it's sometimes hard to find those teams go two games in a row without an error. That is absolutely amazing for our guys to be able to do that at such a young age with the stakes being so high.
I would say so.
So it's a testament to them, their hard work. And so we had some guys step up in that game. And I also want to add in that, you know, just the entire team, the energy that everybody brought, contributing every pitch, whether you're in the dugout, on the field, in the batter's box, on the mound, it didn't matter. Everybody contributed all the way through the playoffs for sure. So it was a complete team effort.
All right, and Matt Dillard, of course, with a great pitching performance. And at least you said in the Frederick News Post that you felt like you were getting stronger during the mm-hmm. as the game went on.
I think it was the nerves settled down. I was more comfortable with the whole atmosphere of the stadium, and I started to trust myself on the mound more with pitches and command. And the big thing was, well, a lot of it was the confidence I had in the guys behind me that even if I wasn't perfect, they would be able to support me with their defense and their bats.
Well, no errors.
Yeah, no errors. Never in that game did I feel we ever had, there was ever a possibility of us losing. I had the confidence that we were going to come out with the championship.
All right. Well, that's the story. That's not the whole story, but that's part of the story of the Middletown High School baseball championship, and it's been fun having you on here today. Great to relive, and you'll be reliving that for the rest of your life. They can't take that away from you.
You're
2017 champions, State of Maryland, Middletown High School, where we're pleased to have Coach Andy Baker here, the head coach, Ryan Wokes, Matt Dillard, and Jake Polishek. And good luck next year, Jake, as you come back into at Millersville there. And these guys will be back at Middletown. You got these guys back next year, another year.
I'm excited for next year.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to the Middletown team talk about their state championship. We're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union. For Ed Luly, I'm Pete McLeod. Join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.